where the expression Mark's hair come from.
Oh, my.
So he said it's been going for a long time.
Put this on here. No, I better let you put that on the floor. You wouldn't like that. I see what I want right here. Don't mind. Over where you get at you. So March Hare had to do with a...
Well, Hare's horse, still H-A-I-R instead of H-A-R-E. I always supposed wild was March Hare. They spoke of it as rabbits.
I said
it was wild that time of year. Everybody been shooting at them all winter.
Some kind of wild rabbit?
And so that's what it was.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. our native of this county?
Yes.
You were?
I was born just west of here, 5 miles west.
Uh-huh. And you have, let's see, I might as well get this first if you want to give it to me. I'd like to know something about, your parents are from this area too, were they, or were they from?
No, my parents are from, one was from Tazewell County, Illinois.
Is that the mother?
That's the mother, and the father was born here in Richland Township in Marshall County.
And now your mother's parents were from?
They're from Pennsylvania.
And your father's parents from?
They are from Ohio.
What part of Ohio were they?
Well, I just don't remember.
Just, or Pennsylvania, you remember, east or north?
No, it's just.
Okay.
Just Pennsylvania is all I knew.
One of the things we do is try to trace the settlement history and that sort of thing, too, along with this, so we can tell where the words came from. Okay. Okay, begin, sir, with your just your pronunciations. If you tell me the name of the month that we're in right now, this is what month?
This is March.
And just before this was what month?
February.
And before February was?
January.
And after March comes?
April.
And this is what day of the week?
Thursday.
And then Friday, and then?
Saturday.
And do you ever call Saturday the Sabbath around here? You don't refer to it?
Usually refer to the Sabbath as Sunday.
Sunday would be the Sabbath. So some places it's Saturday, I'll make sure. And after Monday comes?
Tuesday.
And after Tuesday comes?
Wednesday.
Okay. Now if you see somebody about 8 o'clock, you'd say, good?
Good morning.
See how easy this is? Just try for pronunciation. And morning lasts till about what time? See, different parts of the country have different ways of dividing up the day.
Well, it would last until about almost noon, I think. About 12 o'clock.
And then you have after that comes?
Comes afternoon. We had fellows from Indiana working for us, and they always said, always called it evening. We're always going to do things this evening.
And you would call afternoon up to about what time?
Well, until long about dusk, I suppose, or before dusk, about sundown, that would be evening.